Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
Shy, become a pretty popular staple around here. This is Deborah Lee. You're listening to A Team of Voices Radio. We are a poetry group that hangs out at allpoetry.com. If you are a member or if you happen to join, which you can do for free, look us up under the group tabs, A Team of Voices, and I'll meet you at the door. If you would like to call and participate, the number to reach us is 1-646-668-2837. Again, 646-668-2837. And I am here with my co-host and my brother, Jay Hatter, the writer of that song. Hatter, say hey.
Hey, what's up?
And I also have Mr. A.P. Taylor from Oz on the phone as well. A.P., show.
Hi, I'm sorry. It's so noisy in the background. I'm in the city. I'm just about to go in and have lunch in one of the big clubs here in the city. We're back to work, Deb. It's the first time that I've had lunch face-to-face with my American head of business for 2.5 years.
Wow.
He's finally allowed to fly to me. It is. It is. I'm quite looking forward to it. But, and I was about to sort of wander in and not call, but then I heard that Wayne was listening on the radio, you see, and you know, he's had a bit of a bad run, you see.
Absolutely, yes. And he was actually hoping you would read for him. Do you have that kind
of
time?
Well, that's what I thought I would do. I thought I would pop in and read for him and then disappear into my lunch, you see, having
I understand that. All right, give me a moment. Let everyone in. Oh, and Wayne would like you to drink one for him while you're at it. And, okay, now let me let some people in real quick, and then we'll get this going. I have the dynamic duo from A Poetic Slice of Life, the owner and her lovely husband. Hey, guys, lovely husband. I think I should have said, like, handsome or something instead of lovely, but you get the gist. Glad you're here. And right behind them is Allie Sunshine. Welcome to the show, Allie. Okay, so we're going to do things a little different tonight. We're going to do this for Wayne in case he needs to lay down, and we know that AP has to leave. And then I'm going to tell you who wrote what and have the dynamic duo read, and then Allie. So that's where we stand. And AP, if you would go ahead, I'd appreciate it.
It's up on the board, and we've got a Shakespearean sonnet, which is kind of nice, really, because I like sonnets. And it's only been finished 17 minutes ago. So, as I said, if you sorry, Wayne, for the trams and cars and everything else in the background, but here we go. This is "And the Stars Asked," and it goes a little bit like this. There are no known ways the stars above, no place to ponder of how it should be, just a dream of the place where life is loved, and have sweet time to dream of being free. A long dark time in outer space shall go, the way I went to find the way I came, the time so long to be the one to show, to see a place I feel shall be the same. He had to find his way to make his home, his space he found no place for him to be. With spark of life he had well known to roam, the way he went had dreamed to set him free. The life you live may never give you love, but life you gave came from the man above. End poem.
Awesome read, and why don't you go ahead and comment so you can get in there and get some lunch.
Just as the palette of stuff came out behind me. I timed it very well. Oh, look, I love sonnets. I'm very fond of sonnets, and I'm very fond of the rhyme scheme and the pattern. And Shakespeare, you know, did something like 270 of them, so you had half a head start, Wayne. You started off brilliantly well. I love the feeling of the stars and the feeling of space and that sense of home and life. And I really like it.
Great comment and an awesome read. I appreciate that. And have a fun time with your associate, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Thanks again, Deb. Thanks for letting me in. And get well soon. Why? Be well. Be good.
All right. And Wayne, this is really awesome. And the Stars Asked. I really like the title. There are no known way to the stars above, no place to ponder of how it should be. There's just something about the first line that really gets me. There are no known ways to the stars above. Just dream of the place where life is love and have sweet time and dream of being free. You know, I think one of the most powerful lines in the poem, Wayne, is just a dream of the place where life is love. And if we could say that and it be really true, because there's always so much chaos, I can't even imagine how delightful it would be for everything to be about love instead of so much hate. Wayne, it's really good to see you out there. Speedy recovery to you, and we miss you. Hutter, what do you think?
Yeah, it really like Major Tom. You know, the stars aren't reachable, you know, get a clue. They're not reachable to us. The planets are, but the stars aren't. And it sort of reflects that that you go for the stars, you're going to, you have to have, I think, three lifetimes, three generations it would take to get to Alpha Centauri, the closest. But this is really good, man.
Awesome comment. And Allie, what did you think?
I said that, hang on 1 second, like run away. I said, this was an amazing poem, Wayne. My favorite line is, he had to find his way to make his home. Because I can relate so much to this line, especially because I've had to do this in a very certain way. Keep writing, Wayne.
Awesome comment. Thank you. And Stephen, will you comment, please?
Yeah, I like this too. I told him in my comment that I really like the sonnet form and the rhyme scheme. And the, what this poem says to me is that even on the worst days, always be thankful that you're on the right side of the dirt. This is an excellent write, Wayne. It's good to see you out there.
Awesome comment. And Ms. Kay, will you please comment as well?
Well, I would have to agree. There's four lines that stand out for me. He had to find his way to make his home. His space he found, no place for him to be. The life you live may never give you love, but life you gave came from the man above. Those four lines, they definitely wax philosophical, but it also speaks to me of despite what you have, blow through. Always remember the bigger foundations that brought you here and taking that breath every day. Awesome share, Wayne.
Fantastic comment. And I'm going to grab the list real quick. And we'll make this short but sweet. I didn't want to spend a lot of the show time on it. I just want to give out the answers and whatnot. So I'm putting them in front of everyone on the board before we reveal. Kay Wayne says on the board, I miss your voice. Aww. Okay, paste. So I have had her guesses. I have Kay's, I have Stevens, I have Phil, I have Allie, Crystal, and I'm going to push enter. Okay, so there's like the, all right. Now, I thought I might try this like maybe three times a year, not always with the board's quotes. Probably some of the participants, and not to worry, I will be sure to get your permission to use yours if I were to choose you. And I am going to tell you that I was so excited when I got the inbox from Hatter 5 days ago, because if you guys take a look at Hatter's answers, Hatter is the one person who got them all correct, and you have my word of honor, he had no clue. I told no one. And if you take a look at the quotes, which I put them on the board earlier, but I did it in a simple fashion. The first one's mine, then Sweet, then Hatter, then AP. And then repeated it again. Me, Sweet, Hatter, AP. Me, Sweet, Hatter, AP. So there is your order. And I will figure out the points and stuff later and send them to you after the show. Because right now I would like to get the Dynamic Duo's poems up, because they were just on the show for hours over at A Poetic Slice. And I bet they want to go snuggle. So I'm getting Kay's poem, putting it on the board, and okay, so, Kay, please, show us what you got.
Okay, so I did something a little different, actually. I decided to take a comment that was left to me by everybody, and I kind of created a haiku from that. So I'm going to read everybody's comment and then read my haiku that stemmed from that. So I call it Climbing Cloud. Yeah. Climbing clouds, columns, waters, the tapestry's hands. There's just something about being surrounded by like-minded people that has a way of building confidence, and that was Deb. Water, branch, and ink, a descendant communique, seedling, lineages. Hidden in the beauty, and that was said by Hatter. Ornamental felts, woolly stars, life following, a snow and winter. A poem to look back on while staring forward. Cheers, and that was said by AP. Aura's masquerade, the guardian of the woods, mystique and twilight. Thank you for holding my hand, drying my tears, and writing some of the most beautiful poetry for me to read, and that was said by Sweet Pea. A feast of blossoms, sisterhood of greenery, emergence rising. End poem.
Okay, this is really awesome. I totally love the concept. Your haikus in between are stellar. This was a brilliant idea. Have you ever done anything like that before?
No, but I knew that this was what I was going to do, so I was waiting until yesterday to finally drop it down.
It's fabulous. The each individual haiku is gorgeous. I love the pieces that you picked from the, or, you know, the comments I meant that you picked that were left for you. And I actually don't remember which poem, but I absolutely remember writing. There's just something about being surrounded by like-minded people that has a way of building confidence. And I wish I could remember what, but I do remember saying it. So I can feel myself in there. But I absolutely love how you did this. I mean, I'm so impressed. I bet you, I think if I remember correctly, you've backed off from the contest for a little while. But maybe you should give this a name and run a contest, because I think it's brilliant. It's a way to not only give a nod to your comment and the commenter and come up with some really gorgeous haiku. So I absolutely love this invention of yours. Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hatter, how cool is this?
You know, explain to me again how you came apart to each one. How is this?
Well,
I missed that.
Each segment that I read was a comment that was said to me on a poem of mine, or a comment that was said on somebody's poem that I commented on from everybody that I had referenced. For the one that I wrote to you, hidden in the beauty was something you had said on one of my poems. So I figured that was a cool line. So I decided to do that for everybody, to just take something that they had said to me and take it from there.
Oh, how cool. Yeah. Well done.
No, I agree.
I'm hiding in the beauty, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. Fascinating. Allie, what did you think?
I said that you did an amazing job, Kay. It's an interesting style of poetry that I've never seen from you before. You did a stunning job, and I am looking forward to more writes like this from you. I messed up my comment. But I am looking forward to more writes like this from you in the future. Super good job.
Thank you.
That's an awesome comment. And Stephen, would you like to comment for your wife and then tell us what's going on this week while I go get your poem?
Yeah, well, I when you were telling me about this yesterday, I believe, I thought, I told you, I thought this was a really cool idea. And I think it came together very well. And the haikus that you put in between them, I told you in my comment, it speaks to me of friendship and words that lift you up.
Yeah.
So I really like this a lot. It's a phenomenal idea, and maybe I'll give it a shot. It's awesome.
Thank you.
And upcoming shows at a Poetic Slice of Life. Our next show isn't on Wednesday. We moved the Poetic Inklings to Thursday because of my work schedule. So the Poetic Inklings will be on Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. And it is Classic Poet. I hit the wrong button with my big fingers.
Robert Service.
Robert Service, yes. Robert William Service. Kay and I discovered him actually through a movie that we watched that we actually featured in the mortuary at one point. They read an excerpt of his poem in the movie, and we went from there and just love his poetry. So we're going to bring some of his poems to read on the show, and those things, you can read those and write what inspires. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. And then it's the one-word prompt on something different with a request on Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. And that one word is a Welsh word, and it's pronounced Cunavin. It is a noun that means a place where a person or animal feels it ought to live and belong. It is where nature around you feels right and welcoming. And that's what I got, unless you want me to do Sky. Sky is on Saturday at 8 with another edition of Dungeons & Dragons, Volume 2 for class, and the class that we're going to be focusing on is the Bard. You can read up on the Bard and write, or she supplied a lot of pictures of a bunch of different bards. You could write to the pictures as well.
Was tonight the Exorcist? Did I miss it?
Looking forward to it. And yes, go ahead.
Which is asking about the Exorcist night. Was that tonight? Did I miss it?
Yeah, we just did that.
That's
okay. Okay. We have a lot of stuff.
The scariest movie.
I think we're all realizing that you'll get back into the swing of things when you're finished this list of surgeries you have to go to, Hatter.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. I got all of them right, all the picks. Yeah, nana, nana.
You certainly did get all of them right. Okay, well, I'm looking forward to those shows. And Stephen, your poem is on the board. Show us what you got.
All right. Everybody can roll their eyes because Stephen went with the walking dude again. But here you go. I call this The Joker in Your Hand Hides the Crow's Unpleasant Stand. When the tottering earth is teemed in turmoil, Ebon's shadow covers mountain peaks. That's when his raging red eyes open. For soldiers he does seek. There's a storm coming. Tempting with something panted, from diapers to mature. Something that would make them strong, feeling not so insecure. His storm. To one he offers sound and song, which were missing since his birth. This was passed up quickly as he'd erewhile found his worth. Won the vantage to go in flame, whatever he saw fit. Callow prey within the ranks, his fire so quickly lit. Jailed gaffer got embracement, never had in his whole life. Now he's the Blackbird's right-hand man, in charge of every rife. There were those that he couldn't touch, like he, protected by the moon. Just couldn't reach such candor, would never be his boon. M-O-O-N, which spells moon. Play cards against the dark man, moribund crow with poker-faced grin. As superflu peels back what's true, the ace up his sleeve to win. End poem.
Oh, I love the end. The ace up his sleeve to win. Way cool. I'm getting lost in the photos and the gifts that you included, too. It's like a stellar share. And, hey, sometimes one of the photos we choose inspires us more than once. So, like, if it's a actually, instead of a photo that inspires us more than once, but a walking dude, hey, that works for me, especially when stuff like this comes out of it. I'm mesmerized by the first gift with there's a storm coming, and she's just like, uh-oh, here we go, his storm. And I'm like, oh, no, how could you do that? Because, he's a freaky guy. He's such a freaky guy. So I'm going to scroll past him. But anyway, won the vantage to go and flame whatever he saw fit. Callow prey within the ranks, his fire so quickly lit. I love the details. There were those that he couldn't touch, like us, protected by the moon, just couldn't reach such candor. Would never be his boon. Love the wording. I love the rhyme. I think that You might have just had a little bit of fun with this too, like I said, with between these gifts. And okay, there's the guy in the middle there, and I can't forget the fire that says cheery and it's jumping. What is that from?
Well, this is all from
The
Stand.
Is that all from the same movie?
Yeah, it's all from The Stand.
Oh, because for some reason I don't remember that scene. I'm thinking, okay, I thought this was the same movie. Maybe I was wrong. Anyway, this is brilliant. Like I said, all the details, all the theatricalness that comes from the photos, the rhyme, the story, the whole deal. And I was just scrolling up here to see that 352. He blew by 350. Stephen, remember when we were looking to see when you were going to get to 100?
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that awesome? So we hang around with amazing poets around this place. That's all I got to say. Hatter, what did you think?
I like the way it's set up. I'm not familiar with the movie or the pictures that he put on there. But he's showing off with the gifts.
I learned from that.
I agree. Yeah. And Allie, what did you think?
I said that it was a beautifully done poem. I love the line, protected by the moon, because the moon to me is definitely a signal of protection and warmth. Please keep writing, Stephen. Clever work.
Thank you, Allie.
Awesome comment. And Kay, what do you want to say for your hubby over there?
Well, yeah, I know that The Stand has been inspiring you a lot lately, where we're going to be doing a stand in our room come May. But I like what you've been bringing with these, because you've been exploring all the different characters. And with it, still bringing in the factor of good versus evil and how, you know, it's very easy to slip into the wrong side, because, as I said, I like the gifts, too. Closing off the modern-day Randall to give homage to Stand, because the walking dude and his duplicity, he had no class. He was a no-class act. You speak well to the character.
Thanks, but for some reason I love him.
No, I know.
Fantastic comment, and I appreciate you guys very much. And I will double check points and ship them out after the show. Fun. I'll see you at the next shows. And Allie, your poem is on the board.
Okay. I'm going to say now, as I put it on board, I whisper in cold, so normally my voice would sound a little clearer than it does, but we're just going to go with it. He was just a child, me a young teen. His eyes seemed upset, lost, confused. Mine, scared, angry, upset, fearful. My eyes lined with fear. I knew I couldn't raise your son, but if I had to, I knew deep down I would. I had never seen the side of Earth before, the side where parents didn't love their children. I heard stories, never saw it. Glass lining the floor from Dad, sometimes cracked like eggshells beneath our shoes. I grew tired of sweeping the floor, but it was needed, as to prevent the redness from stepping on those eggshells, from bleeding from our feet. Those crushing feelings, the feelings of unknown, the nervousness and anxiety we went through, we still live with this, even now, sometimes daily. But I am strong. I am titanium. No matter what you all said, I'm strong. Dad and others taught me that when they pointed out that despite everything that I've been through, I'm still strong and loving. End poem.
Wow. You know, those sometimes crack like eggshells beneath our shoes. That's such an uncomfortable feeling to always feel like you have to walk on eggshells. So that's a really powerful part in there. Back towards the beginning there, scared, angry, upset, fearful, my eyes lined with fear. I knew I couldn't raise your son, but I had to. I knew deep down I would. It's like you just never know I know it's cliche, and it might even be a famous saying. Sorry, I can't quote who said it, but you never know how strong you are until you have no choice, you know? And you seem to have faced these hurdles like a champion. And I like how you put, but I am strong, I'm titanium. As long as you keep reminding yourself of that, the things get a little bit easier to tolerate. Very awesome share. Let me go to 2K.
Okay, well, yeah, you know, there are definitely certain things I understand because me and my husband, we have many conversations every day, and there's definitely relationships in my life to this day that I still am walking on eggshells on a daily basis, more so for the matter of keeping peace because I know that I can't speak worth a damn. So I can understand that feeling, and when it's still part of your life on a daily basis is to trying to go about your day. It actually is not real happiness if you're navigating around each person a certain way. I like how with the word bank, it creates its own telling. It creates its own look of life, a testament of what was, what one became in choosing to find a metal, because sometimes in the journey, despite the eggshells you have to walk on daily, you also have to choose how to be despite how others make you feel. That's something I had to learn a long time ago, and I think that the words definitely speak of this.
Thank you.
Fabulous comment. As always, fabulous. And Stephen?
Yeah, I was listening to you read this and then reading along with you, too. It just made me think how it is truly a shame that not all families are like those television families, like Eight is Enough. Of course, I'm showing my age when I say that name, but it's also truly a shame that there are those cases where a sister or a brother has to raise their siblings. But I also see that old saying that if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger, and I see your strength now. Excellent, right?
Thank you, Stephen. I really appreciate that.
Incredible comment. Thank you, dynamic duo. And Hatter, will you comment for Allie, please?
Yeah, Allie, this is wonderful. It reminds me of the lyric of As My Guitar Gently Weeps. Eric Clapton or George Harrison wrote, I look at the floor and I see that it needs sweeping as my guitar gently weeps. I really, really, that came in real strong. Where was it? I'm tired of sweeping the floor, but it was needed. Very well done, Allie. And Eight is Enough was filmed in the town I'm in right now.
Was
Thank
it really?
You, Hatter. I really appreciate it.
Awesome comment.
Deb,
all right, I'm going to...
Because I'm recovering from a cold, but it was very nice to call in, and I'll see you all next Monday's show.
Okie doke. Get some sleep.
Cool.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Allie.
Okay, I think I'm going to play some of the SoundClouds because I know Angel said she would listen around 11, so I will read hers for her when she's out there. So I'm going to grab Gerald's.
Sweet, I got them all.
Huh?
Let me go shut the cave door. What? Hold on, I'll be back.
Oh, okay. And in the meantime, I have put the poem by Mr. Gerald E. Green on the board so that he can dazzle us. And let me grab the phone first. Area code 303, hello.
Hello.
Hello, doll. How are you?
I'm good. I'm on the road, so I'm calling for my honey spot.
Ah, I thought the phone number was a bit different for the voice that came out of the line.
Yeah.
Very glad you're
I'm traveling back from Wyoming, so.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm really happy that you're here. And I was just about to push play for Mr. Gerald Green. Right after I
I'm
just
about to
say real quick, any Gerald Green fans, if you don't know, you can find him on his new YouTube channel. Check him out. He's a great poet to listen to reading. And his link's on the board. And I shall push play in the studio. And here we go.
Hot Air Balloon Chaser, written and read by Gerald Green. Balloons are like wives in a marriage. Although I don't want to disparage their whimsical ways on various days that sometimes will chill and discourage, I never know what way she's going, or what way the breezes are blowing, up high in the sky, where planes and birds fly, but happy her colors are glowing. Her altitude's always a-changing, not level, or stable, or hanging, as heat wants to rise, increasing the size that makes the ride highly enchanting. But here is the problem I'm facing. I'm always below her a-chasing, so when she comes down in country or town or pastures where cattle are grazing, there's help when the journey is over. I feel like a servant or gopher without any say when she's underway that ends with my being her chauffeur.
I like the end, I'm sorry. When she's underway that ends with being her chauffeur. You know, I think at one time or another I've had people say to me, do you think I'm the gopher? Do you think I'm the chauffeur? So it made me giggle a little bit. But I think it's also the first time I've read a poem where the poet has rhymed gopher with chauffeur. I think that Gerald's wit is showing all over this. Right from the beginning, balloons are like wives in a marriage. Although I don't want to disparage their whimsical ways on various days that sometimes will chill and discourage. Yeah, well, we can flip that right back at you guys, too, because, you know, but just hopefully we outdo ourselves with pleasant rather than grumpy. But this is really cool, like the limerick chain, the flow, the story, like I said, the wit inside, not level or stable or hanging. As heat wants to rise, increasing the size that makes the ride highly enchanting. I think this is really fun, and I like when I like when people just kick back and have a little bit of fun with a write, which is what it feels like Gerald did with this one. So I enjoyed it very much, and always like listening to him read. Great poem, Gerald. Thank you, my sweet. What did you think?
I don't have it in front of me, but I thought it was beautiful, and I love the rhyme and cadence in it.
Awesome comment. It was really cool, yeah. And Heather, what did you think? Heather, are you back? Are you muted? Okay, maybe he is. He'll have to. He must not be back. Okay, so sweet. I would assume that since you're just getting back, that you didn't get a chance to write, but you got to hold on to that photo because it's like you.
Oh, I want to write that photo. Yeah.
Yeah. Do please. But if you just like called to. So that we could hear your amazing voice, can you stay for one more poem before you have to go?
Yeah, I can stay for a little bit.
Oh, cool. Okay,
I'm driving on the highway, so I can stay.
Okay, I have a couple of the sound clips that I want to play, and then it'll leave me with crystals and angels, and I can read them. I just want to get a couple on the air comments. So. fabulous share, Gerald. Thank you. And I am grabbing the poem that Titus sent. That's on the board. So if you guys would just click on that. Anxious to see what he did with the photo that he chose. And I am about to push play. Here it is. Okay, here we go.
The tapestry to a fray, from to my understanding. Foaming from the mouth, my tapestries who have garnished praise of the past. Do wise men say light up all travesties? Compare the present, it will not outlast. The comfort we speak of from the cage, picking holes on what is our birthright, blinded by the past has caused outrage. Blink before you know it out of sight. Chalkboards I do remember delve dust lightly touched by, may I say, daybreak. A new dawn is nothing like it, if must I remember, as a child the give and take. The penchant I speak of building walls high enough to learn yet not to climb. If sounds it feeds as our assembly halls were filled with song, a gifted sublime. Blackbirds sang duets, soothe the day. Now do solemn rows of crows scowl, foretelling the future, a shadow belay. Hark for the sound of wisdom, an owl. Long gone was thinking for ourselves. Becometh the child whose eyes did land upon the ground. There forever dwells our sadly grey, a mind to understand. The pecking order is found belligerent. To be blind to a fault, a fear it shrouds. No better are you than passing clouds. To see if any good can be anticipated, the sun has wallowed over the city. Its curtains for now as are antiquated, my hands, and a fray of not so pretty.
Awesome. I really like listening to him read. Where can I pick? Each stanza is so awesome. Right from the get-go, foaming from the mouth, my tapestries, who have garnished praise of the past. Do wise men say, light up the travesties, compare the present? It will not outlast. Pretty deep, just right there. And I think it's the fourth one, the penchant I speak of building walls, high enough to learn yet not to climb. If sound it feeds as our assembly halls were filled with song, a gifted sublime. But I liked the first two lines of that, especially the penchant I speak of building walls high enough to learn yet not to climb. Sometimes it's really hard to find that happy medium, I guess is what's in my mind right now. And then towards the end, the second to the last, the pecking order is found belligerent to be blind to a fault. I've been thinking over the last few days about people that are blind to a fault over some things, and it's just like sometimes we fool ourselves into something, and then we're like, you know, was I really, how did I think that, or whatever. So, and then to see in any good can be anticipated. This is really, really an awesome poem, and I really like the art that he put under his poem as well, the hands. That's like, wow. Excellent share, Tony. I appreciate it very much, and it's always much more fabulous when you send in the recording, because I love to hear you read your own work. Great share. Thank you so much. And my sweet, what did you think?
Well, again, I thought it was beautiful. And I agree. I love to hear Titus read his own work. He lulls you into that beauty. I really hate that I don't have words in front of me. Unfortunately, as we go in and out, I can't keep my service long enough to be able to have the words in front of me. So what I did hear, I found exquisite, but I can't leave a very detailed comment, unfortunately, because I don't have them in front of me. So I'm just enjoying the sounds as they go through. So sorry my comments aren't that in-depth, but I'm just enjoying the listening.
Awesome. That's a great comment. And Hatter, are you back?
I am.
Well, hey. Do you want to comment for Titus?
Yeah, I love the way he mentioned the pecking order. I think that's the first time I've heard it used, and it's a great visual. I wonder if we have pecking order here.
Awesome comment.
Go to the picture. That's a cool picture.
Yeah. You know, obviously I like the picture because it was one of the prompts, but I absolutely love the one he put under his poem, drawing of the hands. It's whoever drew it is really, really awesome at drawing. As awesome as drawing as Titus is writing his poem. How about that? All right, the next one I'm going to grab is for Frank because I see him on the board. And then we've been belting them out because it's a little slow. So that means we have, after this, Angel, Crystal, and Phil the Poet. So let's click on... Did I put Frank's there? I'm going to grab it, and let's go. And just to be safe, we'll come over here. And there is a team of voices. And, okay, here comes your poem, Frank. You guys click on his poem, and I will push play. And here we go.
A darkened shade, a mystery shrouds the cloud of horrific secret. Over the old grounds of the soot and grime of the St. Mary's Church, where the piles of snow cover the cold grass of the parches beyond an English garth, in the whispers of evil whistle ruffling the cracking boughs of trees. Deep echoes of a haunting noise reverberate suddenly into the daunting voice of a wraith of an abominable curse. And the blackbirds watch the fainting remnants of daylight fade into the dreaded gloom of the horizon of the blinding morrow. Eagerly, they flap their wings in their haste and departure, as the corbins from the cemetery arrive to usher in the night. The image of death and care glow with the glisten of the moon, when the hour of midnight strikes and the church bells ring. Through the curtains look on the wandering shadow that feeds on fear. The columns of the interior church awaken the crushing dust of legends. Listen for the sounds that shatter the walls that shook the earth. And listen to the ghastly breath of the red hue of blood and burning fire. Listen. Listen to her voice. Listen to her.
so wicked. Jeez. I have to wonder, the laugh is so, like, vivid, and I have to wonder if Frank has got to the point where he just has a clip of the laughter that he can just add to the end of it, or if he laughs each time. Now, I know when he does laugh, he has to laugh away from his dog, because if I'm not mistaken, it freaks her. I think it's she. His fur baby is a she. But anyway, it's really, really cool between the details and the voice and that breathy thing and the laughter, you know, all these dramatic extras that help drive the poem to the point where I noticed on the board that Crystal said, did I just get here on a horror film? So that struck me funny, and he did answer me on the board. He said, no, he does do that laugh each time, and she's in the kitchen with the radio. That's very cool. Great share, Frank. Thank you very much. And let's say hello to my little sis, Crystal. Hey, Crystal. Very glad you're here.
Hello.
Good to hear from you, doll. Yeah. I revealed the answers earlier on the board, if you just scroll back a little, and then after the show I'll figure out who to send the points to. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I have Crystal's, I have Angel's, and then I have Phil's recording, and we are done. So I am going to grab my little sister's poem so that she can read for us, and then we'll do the last two poems. So... getting it. It's there, but I'm just going to move it back down because we are a chatty bunch today. Here comes Crystal. Okay. And it keeps hopping away from me. It's like a hop toad. Okay. There it is. Oh, no. That's Frank's. Darn it. We already caught that one. Now let's try it. Crystal H. There we go. The boar's a hop toad. Crystal, catch your poem.
I got it. I know everybody.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
Like,
I didn't even let anybody. I apologize. I commented and then said hello to you, and I want to get back a couple of comments. And I'll let you go last because you're the next reader. Sorry. Hatter, what you think?
Yeah, I like the quote that he chose to write, be inspired by, done in the author's note. I got to go back to it. Number 7 of the pick. Listen for the sounds that shattered the walls that shook the earth.
Ah, inspired by you.
I think it was mine. Yeah. Frank needs to do Telltale Heart. You know, short version maybe. But his voice, everything he does, it reminds me of that poem. Maybe I talk him into it. This is really good.
My Hatter, and my sweet.
Well, I like it because it's typical for Frank, who loves to bring us in, draw us in, kind of wrench our guts out. Then he goes like all that soft and sweet, and then he ends it out of, in a horrifying written word. But he ends it, you know, with that, hey, let me shock you out of the lull I put you in, with that gritty, gruesome laugh. And personally, I think he laughs every single time because he thoroughly enjoys it. I think there's a little sadistic sadism in him, and he has to do it because he loves it.
Awesome comment. And my little sis, would you please comment and then read us your poem?
Yeah, even though I only got to probably in like half of it, but I did read a little bit over it just now. But yeah, I still feel like because, I mean, I as soon as I, like, right before I called, I saw that, like, it was one that was being read with Frank's. Like, so as soon as I, like, got on the phone lines, I hear it, I'm like, uh-huh. But at the same time, I will say it did creep me out. Like, even though I'm so used to Frank with the laugh and the weird music, the noises, everything, it just normally is, like, very dark and spooky normally. But, like, I will say, as I said, I felt like I walked into a horror film hearing this. But I really love when he does that stuff. Like I said, he is the master of SoundCloud. I think of him and a few other people that are just amazing at SoundCloud. But yeah, I really love the darkness in this and in just all that spookiness. Frank did a great job.
Fantastic comment. And I'm going to pull yours down again. There it is. So take us away, Crystal.
All right. And this just went from darkness, I guess, to not. I will say Allie took the photo that I wanted, but this is my second choice. This is called Paw Prints on Pages. Purple curtains open windows to sweet opportunities to pen. Pastel charcoals bleed on the footsteps of time in the wind. Daylight peaks on cypress eyes, triangle ears, and claws unraveling threads and seams. Rainbow chapters dust the rabbit holes unlocking the strapped cage. Hardcover journals chart journeys, painting paw prints on pages. And peace.
Wow. Well, for starters, I'm sorry that you got ripped off for your photo. but I really like where you took this. I love the title, Paw Prints on Pages. A side story real quick. Paw prints just made me think of my brother-in-law's wife. 1 year came to my mother-in-law's house and she brought a birthday cake, and the birthday cake truly had paw prints from her cat walking across the cake, so nobody ate the cake. And that's what your title made me think of for some reason. Anyway, I like the colors. Purple curtains open windows to sweet opportunities to pen. And that, just those two lines, that's so true. Just look out that window and you can find so many gorgeous things to write about. Daylight peaks on cypress eyes carved in the clouds of dreams. Crystal, I am jealous of those two lines. There is a contest prompt, daylight peaks on cypress eyes carved in the clouds of dreams. That's a brilliant, brilliant line. Rainbow chapters dust the rabbit holes, unlocking the stepped cage. I am recognizing the different metaphors for the books, and I think that you did that really cool, like with the chapters and the hardcover and the seams, and I just really, really like how you used all the terms along with the napping kitty. I think it's an awesome brevity, and I am impressed, as always. Hatter, what did you think?
Yeah, don't let your cake be cooling off near a cat either. Found one of ours napping in a pipe in a cake pan.
Must have been really warm.
Yeah, you got it right. That one line, daylight peaks on cypress carved in the clouds of dreams. That's one heavy line. This is well done, Hope, for three stanzas, paw prints.
Thank you, Hatter.
So good, pretty. My sweet, what you think?
Muted.
My sweet, are you there? Are you muted?
Unmuted.
Oh, okay. Other than you took every single line from Paw Prints to Rainbows that I love. Those were the lines. I don't don't have it in front of me, so I really paid attention. I'm like, oh, that's the line I want. That's the line I want. And there you go. Another brilliant piece by Crystal. Slowed cadence, all that lovely stuff that she does. I got to say, I'm jealous of a few lines in there, too. Some great metaphors, some great imagery in there. Very well done, Crystal. I really enjoyed it. And I'm just listening. I've got no words in front of me, so the whole tone of your voice while you read, I mean, the poem was perfect poetry for radio. Because I didn't get to read it. So well done.
Thank you, sweet.
Way cool. Okay, so the last two. This one is by Heavenly Angel, and I will read for her. And then we will close the show with Mr. Phil the Poet. Okay, so there is Angel's link. And her poem, Bringing an Angel to Light by Heavenly Angel. And here we go. I have shared so many lifetimes walking toward everything and away as well, standing at the gateway of my life. I am as a little child, still learning, still searching for that elusive something, and searching for circles within a society lost in itself. There's so much to say to everyone else I could never say to myself alone. I need to make decisions, life-changing and important decisions. I need to listen with open heart and open my eyes to the possibilities journey entails. Windows are only magic when you believe daylight chases the fantasy. Dawn shies raids on days when wind sets the curtain in motion and tosses shadow graffiti. Deafening sounds of this world were always interrupting, drowning out the melody of the bluebirds singing. Even love could not escape such ineptness until you touched me with the wind. You have wound your amazing watch, cast your forgotten spells, written your stories in the smallest of the flowers. That is why the spirit gave us to each other, to soar high above the darkened clouds into sapphires kissed by the Creator. You make me sing when I should hide my face in shame to remember that to fall is to learn how to fly, cry, the birth of laughter, to see you smile, another inverted sunset. You make me sigh when I just wish to become angrier. You give me hope. You give me joy. You are my inner spirit, the song my muse sings into the heavens that turns this darkened angel into light again. End poem. Wow, that's gorgeous. I know I use this word a lot when I talk about angels' poems, but they're very... I don't know if this is the right word, but declarative. Like she's always, there's always a feel that there was a declaration made, a vow. It's always paying tribute to life and love and light, and to hear to the amazing little things and the big things and the good and the bad. That there was a back and forth feel to some of the wording. You make me sing when I should hide my face in shame. To remember to fall is to learn how to fly. So that back and forth was like a full circle within each line, within each stanza. And I had to giggle just a little. You make me sigh when I just wish to become angrier. And sometimes you just want to stay angry, and there's just certain people that make you feel better whether you want them to or not. So I understood that part. This is an excellent share, Angel. I appreciate you writing for the show, and it was my honor to be your reader. Sweet, let me go to you first because you can't see, and I don't want us all to steal the lines again on you, dear heart.
Unmuted.
We lost my suite, and it looks like Frank is here. Hold on a second.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Welcome to the show.
Can you hear me? So I know it's a bit late there, but I thought I'd just call in and see as well my phone. I've been having issues with the phone, so I thought I'd call in and see if I could be heard. I just wanted to say really briefly, I think the phone was for not onto the phone, right? It's the same, right?
Yes, it is. Your phone the end of that broke up just a little. I'm not sure what you just said.
Yeah. The last phone.
Yeah, it's splitting up some. Crystal, can you comment for Angel, please?
Oh yeah, I love this piece. It's really, really, really beautiful, and it just kind of makes you think. Y'all were talking about my lines about the daylight, but I love how she does it talking about the windows are only magic when you believe, and that really is often a mindset. But I love the words after that. Daylight chases the fantasy. Dawn shines rays on days. Wind sets the curtain in motion and tosses shadow graffiti. I love just how she just kind of starts that, and those lines just kind of flow right there. But yeah, I love it. Also how she ends it too, just talking about the thoughts that we may have, the feelings inside, and at the end of the day, it's us in the end, but it's the things around us as well that kind of give us that light inside, and give us that hope, and give us that joy inside. So I think that this is just, I know I already said it, but it is really beautiful. I had to save it.
Awesome comment. And Hatter?
Yeah, everything she writes is poetic to the max. I mean, it does. It gives poems about hope and love and finding what we're looking for. I think it was, she started off with that line, while still searching for that elusive something. I think the generations ahead of us, they had a lot of alone time, which people nowadays do not. And those are the times where you reflect and find yourself and answer the questions of why you're here and your niche in life. And it's harder and harder for people to have that alone time to reflect. And I don't mean an hour. I mean, you know, a couple of days where you're left alone. Nice job.
Awesome comment. And I put the link for Bill the Poet on the board, and I will push record. We can hear his delightful voice. Here we go.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called Rising Up to Greet the Dawn. A glimpse of light shines through a half-opened curtain. The silence is filled with the joyful chat of bluebirds, calling me to arise and greet the dawn with an encouraged kiss, or lying in the realm between wake or sleep. I stare. The climbing sun dissolves the purple cloud of dusk, my eyes blinking blinded by the light's pecking rays. I arch my body as I stretch, lifting up my hands in the air, chasing the shadows from the four walls of my mind. The blackbirds fly from branch to branch of a cypress tree, where the daylight churns the moon into eggshell pieces, crushing it into dust upon the earth under a child's foot, scattering the sleeping tapestries from my orbits. I spread my wings to greet the dawn like an eagle, free from the cage's twisted sheets and foaming waters that had me tossing underneath burnt columns of fear. But now they have faded like chalk fizzing in magnesium. I stand by the window frame with a cup of tea in my hand. I smile as I watch the beginning of a brand new day blossom before me, feeding my imagination to write. I finish my drink and thank God that I'm still alive. End poem.
Oh, what an ending. I finish my drink and thank God that I'm alive. My, oh my. Okay, rising up to greet the dawn. I love the title. A glimpse of light shines through the half-open curtains. The silence is filled with the joyful chatter of bluebirds, calling me to arise and greet the dawn with an encouraged kiss while lying in the realm between wake or sleep. I stir. The imagery just in the first stanza is off the charts, and I can almost hear the noise from the bluebirds or the song of the bluebirds, the joyful chatter. I like joyful chatter. I like that expression. And how often do we lay there in that realm between wake and sleep and be like, can I just fall back to sleep for 5 more minutes? And then somebody had the nerve to invent a snooze button. You start pushing that snooze button for that 5 minutes, and you're not really getting them, and you're just making yourself late. And I don't know why it took me there, but it did. But in the third stanza, the blackbirds fly from branch to branch of a cypress tree while the daylight churns the moon into eggshell pieces, crushing it into dust upon the earth under the child's foot, scattering the sleeping tapestries from my orbits. I love the use of the word bank words that he chose, and like I can, like tapestries was from one of the quotes, so like I can see all the different pieces. As weird as it sounds, because you guys use the words from our quotes, it feels like, you know, there's pieces of us in there with you, and that's really cool. But the poem's great, and Phil, it's always such a treat to get to listen to you read. Appreciate it very much. And Hatter, why don't you comment first this time?
Yeah, Phil brings it home. It's a nice sort of a creed. You should read it on a calendar every day when you get up. Thank God that you're alive. And forget to appreciate, forget to stop and smell the roses. And I think that's where he hit on a little bit. Nice job, Phil.
Awesome comment. And the last comment for the last poem is by Miss Crystal.
Yeah, I love the climbing sun dissolves the purple clouds dust, my eyes blinking, blinded by the light of speaking rays. That does kind of make me think of like when you do wake up in the morning and stuff and just that light. Kind of like, oh, I don't want to get up type thing. But I do love the purple clouds of dusk. That, to me, just sounds so beautiful. I swear if there were purple clouds outside, I'd jump out of bed. But, yeah, I really like this, though. Just kind of bringing it all together with, the, like, what you were saying, Deb, with the imagery. It does, like, make you think, and you can picture it really well, and especially what Hatter said at the end about thanking God that you're alive, like that is very, very true. So I think sometimes people do forget to remember kind of what Hatter was saying, stop and smell the roses. I think sometimes people just see the thorns in those roses, but don't like pay attention to the beauty or anything like, but yeah, I think Phil did a great job with this.
Fantastic comment. So, I have a couple of different things to remind everyone of, and then we'll close out. For example, the Winter Park Paint Out Competition started yesterday, and the art that's being produced at the show is trickling in, since there are now 2 days' worth of paintings to choose from. It's an amazing art contest that Mark Andrew J. Terry hosts every year, and it's a lot of work between the contest and the amazing stuff that he does down there in Florida at the museum for the before, the during, and the after. I mean, I realize it's a labor of love, but it's a lot of work. So just want to shout out to Mark. And this year, when the show is presented by a team of voices, it will be hosted by Mark. So I'll just be sitting in the background while he runs the show. So I'm looking forward to that. If you haven't seen the paintings yet, go check them out. And you'd be surprised at how many amazing, amazing photos there are. And I was also invited to be a judge this year, although each judge is assigned a certain lot, so I don't know which ones I'll be reading. But anyway, so there's that. And another thing I wanted to say is that we're making a few adjustments in the scheduling for starting in the month of June, like crystals hopping from a Wednesday to a Tuesday, and sweets stopping Thursday and moving to a Wednesday. And I have a couple of possibilities in the works. So we will be coming up with some announcements soon, but we will be here with you like we always are. But with that being said, we are off tomorrow, so I guess that's about it. And remember, when the show ends, I'll tally up all the points of who guessed what and send you your winning points. But I do know that Hatter was the only one to guess all 12 for that 10,000 points. Go figure. That's awesome, Hatter. Yeah, there you go. And in the meantime, I want to again thank Shout Even Shy for the beautiful and singing to Hatter's amazing song, The Words You Cannot Say. And I want to thank my board, my big brother Hatter and Sweet Pea and Mr. A.P. Taylor down in Oz. And I want to say thank you to Stephen and Kay and Allie and Crystal and Frank for calling in. And I want to say thank you to Wayne, because I know he's in a lot of pain and trying to recover from his accident, and he still sat on the board real quick so that AP could read for him. So thank you, Wayne. Feel better. And Angel sent us a poem. I hope you feel, well, you're obviously feeling a little bit better, so just keep getting better. And thank you to Titus and to Phil and to Gerald for the recordings. They were awesome. Appreciate it very much. My little sister Crystal's here, and it was a fun night. And I appreciate everyone. And I think that we will go out in the same manner that we came in, with the amazing song that my big brother Hatter wrote. And Hatter, I'll give you a call tomorrow about Wednesday. And love and respect to everyone. Here comes the song.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason. I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, living in the shadow.
Good job.